Hello and welcome to The Ordinary Knitter, the knitting podcast that's mostly about the projects. This week, new yarn, ivy, the wool pack, another snapped needle, and SK sit and knit. Welcome to episode 29 of The Ordinary Knitter. My name is Heather. On Twitter, I'm at The Ord Knitter. On Instagram, I'm The Ordinary Knitter. And on Ravelry, I'm Ordinary Knitting. I don't contribute a great deal to Ravelry. I often look for patterns on there. The vast bulk of things that I knit come from a Ravelry pattern, but I don't take part in very many discussions. I feel such an amateur compared to most of the people on there that I don't really think that much that I have to say would make a contribution. But I did have a couple of questions once. I had, what had I knitted now? It was a shrug that I made for my daughter a couple of years ago, and somebody asked a question, and it was the same thing that I had been confused about at one point. So I was obviously very happy to answer just with my experience. So I'm very happy to do things like that, but when somebody has a general query about what to do with a pattern, I don't think I'm really the person who can help them. New yarn. Yes, I had a little bit of an incontinent moment this week, as I seem to be capable at the moment of buying my yarn only in Aldi. For anyone who doesn't know Aldi, anyone who's not in the UK, it's a sort of one of the cut price supermarkets, and they have their specials. And you're never quite sure one week or one month to the next what it's going to be. But usually in the winter months, they have yarn. They have DK and Aran on the whole. Usually acrylic, but they did have some chunky last year that had a proportion of wool in it. And I used that for a jumper for my husband. I mean, I must have spent a good 30 quid in the end because it was quite expensive and it only came in two yarn packs. So, but then it's a decent jumper and it'll last him for years now that it's been found again because he lost it. I'd had my mind, listen, you can hear it, that's my yarn. They had this in a few weeks ago, but I have become somebody with enormous self-discipline when it comes to spending money. Let's ignore the fact that I'm going out tonight and I'm going to spend a fortune on food and drink. But hey, that's what you save it for, isn't it? So I'd seen this, but I decided that it was just a bit too expensive, really, just for an off-the-cuff purchase. It would be different if I really had a firm plan for it, or if I was going to use it for making Christmas presents or something. So I just thought, oh, well, I'll just keep an eye on it, you know, because they often bring it down in price as it languishes and they need the space for something else. And lo and behold, last week I was just in doing my grocery shopping, and they had this, they'd had two colours in originally. They'd had a grey marl and, well, they call it pink. I wouldn't call it pink. I think it's more of a lilac-y purple, but I liked the grey. But as I fessed up last week or the week before, I did have 12. I now have 11 and a half, 10 and a half skeins of grey DK that I got from Aldi last year, and that I'm currently using for ivy, which I'll talk about later. So I thought, I can't really justify the grey, even though I really like it. But I did quite like what I'm stubbornly going to call purple. And they'd reduced it, so it had gone down. The pack contains, I think they're 100 gram. Oh no, they're 50 gram skeins, but you get four in a pack. So basically you get 200 grams, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 12. It's just over 600 meters. Oh, we'll get old waiting for me to do maths in my head. Anyway, you get hundreds of meters for 200 grams, and they were down to 99p for that. So I bought all five packs, so I've now got a kilo of this yarn, but I thought I can definitely make myself a couple of tops out of that. I'm not a big wearer of pink. I don't own a single item of clothing which is just pink. But as I say, this is lovely. It's a marl, and they actually call it pink. Perfect pink, is it? Or pink stonewash, they call it. But I think that's way off the mark. It's a lilac-y, blackberry-ish colour to me, which I really like. So I've seen a couple of top patterns. I'm really enjoying Knitting Ivy, but I don't think I'm going to be going straight on to do myself another one in a different colourway. So I've seen one or two tops that I like. So I've got these five packs of four 50 grams skeins, but I've said to my husband, put them away and give them to me for Christmas, or one of the kids can give them to me for Christmas or something like that. So although I've got it, I haven't got it yet, if you know what I mean. The other yarn that I bought is exactly the same setup for 50 gram skeins. They only had one of these sets left, but that's okay because I'm not going to use it for anything to wear because it's sparkly silver. I'm not known for wearing sparkly silver, but I thought it would be lovely for the baubles that I'm planning to do. I have a real love at Christmas of a midnight blue and a glittery silver. I think that's a really lovely, really striking colour combination. Really reflects a dark blue midnight sky and the moon glittering on snow, that sort of thing. I love it. That really just tickles all my winter pleasure receptors. So I've got these. There's no way I'm going to use all four skeins this year. But when these polyester baubles finally arrive, polyester balls to go inside the baubles, then I can get going on something like that. The baubles in the Arne and Carlos book are really gorgeous. If you've never seen them, I urge you to go and have a look. And obviously you can do them in any colourway that you like. So I'm very excited to have new yarn because it's a little while since I've had it, and I wouldn't get round to actually using this pink stuff before Christmas anyway. And even though I'm still waiting for these baubles to arrive, I have plenty else to keep me going in the meantime. I'm making really good progress with Ivy. It's a wrap top with a twisted rib, welt and cuffs, and I haven't got there yet, but the pattern, the way the pattern, the blurb makes it clear that something of the pattern that's achieved with the twisted rib is reflected in the sort of collar. I'm struggling for words today. I'm not feeling very well today, so I'm not quite the usual ticket. The sort of border, collary border thing that you, I presume you pick up and knit around, echoes the pattern as well. So, but it's quite a, you think a wrap top's not a particularly enormous or substantial item of clothing, but of course, because it crosses over, you've got that overlap. You're actually knitting quite a lot of fabric, if you want to call it that. So I'm making the back first, and I've done the shaping on the armholes, and I'm now just knitting the last stretch up to the back of the neck. And I want it longer than the pattern. You can see in the picture that goes with the pattern that I think it's actually the designer, Glenna, who is wearing it in the photograph, and she has it just overlapping her waistband, but I like my tops to be a bit longer than that. They tend to come, I wear jeans most days, I like my tops to come down sort of to the top of my back pockets, that sort of length. That gives me a bit of confidence, and also means I don't get quite such a chilly kidneys gap at the back when I lean forward. So I'm making it about 4 inches longer than the pattern states, and I've measured it last night. I've still got about 4 inches to go. I feel like I've just been knitting straight stocking stitch for about 100 years. So when I next sit down to do it, which will be tomorrow because I'm going out tonight, I'm going to measure it against the wrap top that I was wearing the other day when I was talking about this pattern, just to make sure that I'm not too far out with my measurements. I don't want it to be too short or too long. I want it to be just right. And obviously, I don't want to be wasting time knitting miles of stocking stitch just because I've slightly mismeasured after the fiasco of, I can't remember the name of it, the cardigan I had made just as I started this podcast originally back in the spring. I had just made a cardigan. I'd gone purely by the measurements in the pattern and it was too small. It's the one I gave to my mum, which has been a success for her, which is lovely. But I'm definitely once bitten, twice shy with that, so I'm going to measure carefully, I think, before I put too much work in on that. I had said originally that when I got the invitation for this thing tonight, seeing an old friend who doesn't pass by my way very often these days, I thought, oh, perhaps I can get this top finished and I can wear it, but it soon became apparent to me that there was just absolutely no chance of that. So my next aim is that maybe I can wear it on Christmas Day. And if I don't quite make that, there's always New Year, and I think probably ultimately my goal is going to be to have it ready by Easter. Last week that I had heard about a charity knitting group not too far from me, and I went along last Friday. It meets in the pub, which is rather charming. I wasn't sure at all what to expect. I sort of know one person who goes, which is how I heard about it. I turned up. I do know this village, but I go there very infrequently. Wasn't quite sure where the pub was. Anyway, finally spotted the pub, and the first thing that I couldn't really miss is that the car park was absolutely heaving, which was encouraging, but I thought, oh, well, maybe that's not the knitters. Perhaps they've got a hunt or something, you know, going on. I went in, not quite sure what to expect, and there was a room just packed to the gunnels with all women knitting away. And it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, I didn't do a head count, but there had to have been at least 20 women in the room, which was just fantastic. So I was made to feel very welcome. It's a very well-run group. It's headed up by somebody, another Heather, and she has clear goals of what they want to do. They have yarn which is donated by our local yarn shop, Stitches in Lampster, and there's a big collection of needles. And initially, I've started off using their needles, but it turns out that you take your project away with you, and you work on it at the group, and then, you know, you can work on it in your own time as well, and you just sort of hand it in when it's finished. So I think actually probably what I'll do is use my own needles, but I just wasn't sure initially, and I was sort of doing as I was told. But I'm using some of those sort of slightly yucky old plasticky type needles, which I don't really like. So as soon as I next sit down to work on what I'm making, I think I'll switch over to my own needles. I did turn up with my own knitting because I just wasn't sure what the setup was, but you very much don't do your own knitting there. It's all about knitting for charity, which is great. You know, I'm very happy to do that. They call themselves the Wool Pack. They've only been going a year, and I'm just hugely impressed at how much they've achieved in that year. They've raised about £1,000 for charity so far, and it's just the level of organisation. I think it helps that being in the village, there's lots of people who can walk, when people give each other lifts, and it's not quite as much as of a full-on proposition as having to drive into the town. And many of the women who go are quite elderly, and I think it's just more relaxing for them to do something in the village rather than having to travel very far. So it was great. It was much more happening and much more focused than I had expected. And it's in a, you know, lovely oldie worldy pub with the wood burner going, which was actually pretty sweltering, to be honest, last Friday. But I can see that as the winter wears on, that's going to be rather lovely, and you get a cup of tea and a biscuit halfway through. It's every week, but because I also go to Knit and Natter twice a month, I can't justify two mornings a week out doing knitting things, especially as I also spend my Tuesday mornings recording the podcast, and depending on what else is happening, then spend another sort of hour, you know, getting the show notes all done and get everything uploaded and so on. And I do actually have a day job. So what I have decided is that most weeks I'll go to one or the other, and I'll always go to Knit and Natter, partly because it's my mum that runs it. I know my filial duty. And I'll go to the Woolpack on the other days. So I feel really set up. It's really nice. So I chose to start making some fingerless mittens. They do a lot of squares for blankets, but I thought, you know, I'd hand on heart, I'd rather do something sort of slightly more interesting than just squares. And they have a folder of knitting patterns. Some of them have been printed off, some of them have been pulled out from magazines. And I chose to do these wrist warmers, and I can see I took a photograph of the pattern on my phone just so I could carry on between times, and it actually looks like it's been pulled out from the Daily Mail magazine, but I have absolutely no idea when. So that's quite fun. So I started off with those. I found some complementary variegated yarns, because you do a different colour on the border of the mitts that goes along the finger, and a very narrow border at the wrist end, you do a different colour. So I started off with those, and of course, because I was talking, I completely cocked it up. So I thought it was one of those where I thought, oh, I could try and bodge it, but I thought, no, that's not right, certainly not in these circumstances. It's got to be right when you're doing it for charity. It's different when you're doing it for yourself. So I ripped it all out, started again, but by that stage we only had about 20 minutes left, so I didn't get very far. But I love the ethos of the group. They do have sales, but also they give items to the hospital. I don't know if that was Tenbury or Hereford, but it doesn't really matter. They give items to the hospital to be given to people who are in hospital at Christmas. And I was once in hospital at New Year, and it's not quite the same thing, but it wasn't much fun, really. So it's lovely to be able to do just something that might lift somebody's day a little bit. So we're doing that. But also, I'm not a churchgoer, and it's best not to draw me on my opinions on all that side of things. But I do recall in the days when one would go to church occasionally that you would be asked to pray for local people. Well, in this case, we're being asked to knit for local people. She was the lady who runs it was saying that Mr. So-and-so in the village is unwell, you know, in his 90s, not very well, feeling the cold. And could we donate a blanket? And I just thought that was a really lovely approach. You can't get much more local, you know, supporting the people actually in your community than by directly giving them what they need. And I just love that, and I'm really delighted to be able to make a very small contribution to that. I have decided that I will definitely work on my projects between going. I mean, I'll never get these things done if I'm doing 2 hours once a fortnight, or it's an hour and a half actually, once a fortnight. They'll be ready for next Christmas, not this Christmas. So I will get on with them. But what I've decided that I want to finish the back of Ivy. That's my priority right now, because that will feel like a natural point at which to stop and then do something else, which really shouldn't take me very long. The other thing I may also do, these mittens are knitted flat and then you seam them, which is how I made up the little Houndale's wrist warmers that I made in the spring as well. I really liked those. So I did think I could do two at a time as well, and then there's no judgment involved in, you know, whether I've done exactly the same number of rows or whatever. So I'll have a look more closely at that when I next go to pick them up. And the other thing that the lady who runs it was saying is they very rarely get any socks or any nice sort of completed jumpers or whatever. And I said, oh, well, that's the kind of thing I make. I could do those. She said, oh, it's such a big project. And well, I mean, a pair of socks isn't, but yeah, I mean, a jumper is a reasonably big project. But if I don't have anything else going on that's particularly a priority for me to make, then I'm perfectly happy to make something like that. So the other thing is that for items that are being given in this way, I can make a jumper in June and it can be given in December. You know, it doesn't have to be knitted in season, as it were. So that's sort of, I think that's just nice to think that I can do that kind of thing. And although Stitches does donate yarn, I'm perfectly happy to use my own yarn for things like this. Again, it's another tiny contribution that I can make. So I haven't made much progress with the garden clog socks that I started, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. Again, I've been so focused on getting this ivy progressing that I haven't picked up the socks, but I suddenly thought I could make those socks and donate them as one of the items to give at Christmas. So that would make me feel happy to be able to give them a pair of fingerless gloves and a pair of those socks. You know, that would feel like something worth doing. So that's good. I'm really glad I went along to that. That's a real plus in life at the moment. Much to my chagrin, over the weekend I snapped another knit pro. And it was the same size as the last one, the 3.5 millimetre. I don't know perhaps if it was a dodgy batch. It just like last time, it happened when I was screwing it in to the cable. It's from my KnitPro Symphony interchangeables. When it happened last time, KnitPro replaced it for me. It took a couple of months in the end, and originally I got the impression they were just going to send me the one, which was fair enough, but in fact they sent me the pair, and boy was I glad they had, when this thing snapped in my hand the other day. And what upset me so much is that I was being so careful, because this had happened before. You should see me when I'm screwing in these thin needles into the cables. I'm so careful to support it all along its shaft, but I still managed to snap it. I was just so cross with myself, but it's really sort of decided me once and for all that in future, when I'm looking to get these narrow needles, I'm going to have to get metal, because I just clearly, whether it's me or whether it's that there's a slight weakness in the wood or whatever it is, I can't be trusted with them. That's what it comes down to. And if you've ever snapped a needle, it's so galling. So I was going to ask Father Christmas for some 3.75 millimetre tips to go with my Symphony set, but instead I'm going to ask for metal. I don't know, I haven't looked into it, but it would strike me as sensible for KnitPro's own different interchangeables to fit in with all their cables. I'm sure they will, but I haven't actually looked into it, so it shouldn't really make any difference getting metal tips instead of wood. I would expect that they would all fit in nicely. So we were having a conversation last night on Twitter about breaking needles. Simply Knitting magazine has I don't know if this was new from last night, I certainly hadn't seen it before, but they started up a new hashtag hour. It's hashtag SK sit and knit, and it's between 9 and 10 on a Monday night. They were going to do it between 8 and 9 originally, but that's, I don't know if you ever pay any attention to the Twitter hours. I take part in several of the business hours, and between 8 and 9 p.m. is a really busy time. It's also a bit of a pain if you've got children to get to bed. It certainly clashes with my son's bedtime. So we were all having a bit of a chat about it, and Simply Knitting decided to move it back to between 9 and 10, which seemed to suit people better. And one of the things that came up was snapping needles, and the Simply Knitting account, I don't know who was behind it, but they were saying that they once sat on a pair of rosewood needles and broke them. How upsetting, what a shame. So it seems I'm not the only one, but you know, it's just frustrating, really. It's such a waste of a good needle, and I'm now completely paranoid. And when I put the new one on after I'd snapped the one recently, and I went to put my second replacement onto the cable, I was being so careful that I didn't actually screw it in firmly enough, and it kept coming slightly unscrewed. And I was, every few rows I was just having to screw it back in, and I thought I'm either going to snap the blimming thing again or the needle's going to come off the cable. I couldn't really win. So I think I'll feel a little bit more, I'll have a bit more peace of mind if I have metal. That's me for this week. I'm sorry to be slightly subdued. As I say, I'm not feeling particularly well, and I'm due to go out tonight, so I'm going to go and look after myself, because I can't miss this opportunity tonight to catch up with old friends. It's very much needed at the moment. Also, don't forget Knitting Hour. It's a Thursday. I think I was saying, I'm just double checking here, that it was 8 till 9. I think it's actually 7:30 till 8:30, which is also a bit sort of awkward for me, because I'm usually involved upstairs with my son between anywhere sort of roughly between 7:45 and about 8:15. So one way or another, these things clash for me, but there we are. I'm also doing, I say I'm doing NaNoWriMo. I don't know if you've ever come across NaNoWriMo. If you haven't, I won't bore you with it. If you do know what it is, I'm not doing it the formal way. I'm just taking it as a nudge to get on with something I've been wanting to do. So I get on with that after I've read my son a story as well. But there we go. So I may be there or I may not, but I urge you to take part. It's always great seeing what other people are doing, what other projects people have got on the go, seeing the yarns that they're using and getting some ideas. And as we go in towards Christmas now, it'll be really lovely to see everybody's creations. Well, thank you very much for listening. I look forward to chatting to you again next week, and happy knitting. Bye.